A white kitchen, yes or no? Beata and Mary Teresa just won't let it go. The kitchen is synonymous with the warmth of home. The smell of your favorite dish wafting from the kitchen draws the whole family together. Tell me, what domestic ritual is more loving than sitting down at the dining table with your loved ones? For mums, the greatest gift is the praise and joyous gathering of the whole family. As the saying goes, love goes through the stomach. But a good meal is preceded by a lot of work and preparation, which is why a practical and functional kitchen worktop is a great help. A big recent trend is a white kitchen worktop. You may also be considering this option and wondering about its practicality. To offer you an unbiased perspective, we interviewed two women who have chosen a white kitchen for their home. How do they manage their worktops, where prejudice says every smudge should be visible? White has always been a symbol of purity and innocence, but also of elegance, timelessness, and new beginnings. It visually enlarges and aerates the interior, making it bubble with energy. Most designers say that a white, minimalist kitchen will never go out of fashion. Simply replace kitchen accessories, handles, or utensils, and with a minimal investment, you can renovate your kitchen as you please. The same opinion is shared by Beata and Mary Teresa, who are completely satisfied with their white choice. Beata's choice: I am very happy with my kitchen. On white, everything is immediately visible. Over time, it will become dingy, grubby, and scratched. These are common beliefs of people who don't have a white kitchen. Beata had experience with a white kitchen from a previous apartment. She knew what she was getting into, yet she chose a white gloss kitchen again. White was the obvious choice from the start of planning the interior of the house, not just the kitchen. There's really nothing to worry about. We have to maintain the kitchen whether it's white, black, or pink, she explains. Beata finds white to be a very variable color. Just play around with accessories and the kitchen is instantly livable. She herself chose a Technistone worktop in crystal absolute white. I wanted a pure white, thin with an undermount sink, stain and scratch resistant. This one met all my expectations. It also remains great due to minimal gap. I only have one and it's in the corner of the kitchen. By having the sink underneath my countertop, there is no dirt left anywhere. I knew I wanted a pure white shade, so I didn't have to decide between others, she adds. Beata sees her house in the minimalist style. After 2 years of living in the house, she wouldn't change a thing. Beata's tip: when designing your kitchen, think about how you will store your dishes, appliances, and food in the cabinets/drawers. Design your kitchen to suit your needs and habits. I practically have only drawers in my entire kitchen, a dishwasher, pull-out bread slicer, warming drawer, and central vacuum are other great appliances. Marie Teresa's choice: the kitchen is the one room in our house that I'm most proud of. Marie Teresa wasn't convinced about the white kitchen with mat door surfaces right from the start. She was a fan of design trends, so she was very serious about emerald hues. But in the end, she realized that a kitchen is not an accessory that can be easily replaced and decided on the versatile look of a timeless white kitchen. Unlike dark colors, it is less maintenance intensive. I wanted handles on the doors to avoid any potential smudges. We don't have kids yet, so all I need is a damp cloth, she adds. Marie Teresa designed the entire kitchen herself. She sketched out the design in detail and then consulted a cabinet maker. The kitchen was my project from the very beginning. My husband gave me a free hand, even though his style is completely different. He would have liked an ultra-modern kitchen in black matte with no handles, preferably so that you couldn't tell it was a kitchen. But I think he's happy now too. He nods with satisfaction after completion, she continues. The Technistone worktop in Mystery White was a big theme. I was really worried if it would live up to expectations because I basically had to justify it at home. Now I'm honestly glad we finally decided to go for it. It's so gorgeous and I simply can't imagine any other kitchen, she says in retrospect. Marie Therese's tip. I admit that a lot of things on the counter automatically evoke clutter in me. Even the kettle or the coffee machine bothers me. That's why we keep the coffee maker in our kitchen, hidden in its own cabinet, but easily accessible. I put the kettle and toaster in the exit in the corner of the kitchen, so I can just open the door in the morning, it slides out, and I quickly hide everything again after breakfast.